it's not as easy to, for example, go to an airport and end up destroying a plane and the people on it and wherever the heck that it crashes into. But with that, just a general safer thing, it's like, I think that old Boy Scout thing, be prepared and be vigilant and situational awareness and all that stuff is self-reliance can't do everything, Kevin, but a good healthy dose of that is something that I think we should still strive for, because the threats have increased and vulnerability in, well, I mean, you know, MGM, vulnerability is still very much alive and well in the world today.
Final couple of minutes. I've got to ask you, there are going to be candidates on the ballot. There's going to be initiatives, maybe referendums on the ballot. But I want to ask you about parental rights, because that's becoming a big national issue. Will parental rights be on the ballot in 2024?
Well, I think that we have learned that doing nothing and just going, oh, it'll be okay, and whatever has been shown, it's like, no, it's not a great thing where you have to say, no, we're going to have to go ahead and codify this. But I think we do, because we've seen people who, in a historical sense, have given the responsibility of doing important things with respect to our children, educating them, stuff like that. And it's like, wow, that's even been politicized. And so, absolutely. And I hope so. When in doubt, make it clear. And I think the voters need to make that clear.
Congressman, always good to have you on. Thank you so much for getting up with us. You are in district at this hour. Thank you for being a part of the early morning across the state. I really appreciate it. And you have yourself a great weekend, okay? And we'll talk again soon.
You do the same. Thanks, Kevin. I look forward to it.
Congressman Mark Amaday from Congressional District 2, back in district after a busy week in our nation's capital. Stick around, more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll roll you into the weekend with the absolute latest on the potential impeachment inquiry. What could be happening there? What do we expect to come down the line?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Demopolis Law is donating $100,000 to charity. Your vote decides where the money goes. Visit 100kgiveaway.vegas. $10,000 in cash goes to those who vote. Together we rise, building stronger communities.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, reaction to the indictments of Hunter Biden. I'm kind of like Matt Gaetz, though, on this one, in that I keep asking the question, when are the subpoenas going to go out to Hunter Biden, to members of the Biden crime family? That's what I want to see. You know, all this stuff about, you know, these three gun-related indictments, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm looking for at all. That's the low-hanging fruit. And that's not what I'm concerned about. Stay with us. We'll get more reaction, though, to the indictments yesterday of Hunter Biden, the son of a sitting president. And by the way, how close is this going to come to the presidency? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV football will be looking for their second win of the season tomorrow at Allegiant Stadium. The Rebels are 4.5-point underdogs to Vanderbilt. Kickoff at 4 o'clock. The Aviators completed Wednesday's suspended game yesterday with a 5-0 win over the Round Rock Express. In the regularly scheduled game, they picked up another win. Final was 8-3. Their final homestand of the season gets underway Tuesday at Las Vegas Ballpark against the Reno Aces. And the Las Vegas Aces are one win away from advancing to the WNBA playoff semifinals. They can eliminate the Chicago Sky on Sunday at Michelob Ultra Arena. The defending champs are 17.5-point favorites. Tip goes up at noon, televised nationally on ABC.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at vitalant.org.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Looks okay as far as freeway travels go. We're moving along safely so far this Friday morning. There are a couple of problems just off the freeways on the west side. The Jones on-ramp to get onto northbound 95 still being cleared of an accident. Also one on the west side streets, Decatur southbound just past Flamingo. Sunny and warm today. Highs near 94. Weekend temperatures are going to stay out of triple digits also. They'll top out around 97 degrees by Sunday. It's 73 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is a story that really scares me to death, and that is the Russian hackers. There are media reports that Caesars Entertainment paid millions of dollars to hackers in an attack. This week, it's MGM Resorts battling these Russian hackers, and this may be the next world war dealing with cyberspace. And that's a little scary. You have some thoughts on this? Give me a quick call at 844, the number 2, Nevada, in case you're wondering what that is. That's 844-263-8232. Is this where the next world war is going to be fought in cyberspace with hackers, people operating out of their basement? Is that really what we are headed for? Call me right now. Let me know what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're getting more and more reaction in on the indictments yesterday. Three counts for Hunter Biden. He could end up getting upwards of 25 years in the slammer. And Jonathan Turley, professor at George Washington University, talks about Hunter Biden and that, in fact, he told Fox yesterday, Hunter Biden's in a really tough legal situation. This is cut 3. Go.
Well, this falls under the category of you have to be careful what you ask for, because the deal that they struck originally just didn't pass muster with the federal judge. You know, the defense team got the sweetest of sweetheart deal. But upon even a cursory examination, it collapsed. You know, if they had been a bit more modest in what they were seeking, they may have been able to secure a plea and not face this type of stacked counts. These are significant charges with significant potential jail time. He would be a first offender, so it's not like he's going to max out. And also, these will all run concurrently, so it's not going to be a consecutive 25 years. But it's still a very serious move. It puts the president in a tough position on a number of levels. First, this is a law that the president supported, and his son is going to have to try to challenge it as much as possible. Second, one of the most obvious challenges that can be brought would be to challenge the constitutionality of the underlying law, to challenge the law his father has supported. That has been done in other courts. But to do so, he will have to cite cases that his father has denounced from the Supreme Court, cases that expanded the Second Amendment rights afforded to individuals.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential contradictions going on here. And I think Joe Biden was already asked that question. Or if he wasn't asked it directly, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked why the president would support a diversion agreement when he has supported the idea of penalties for people who lie on purchase applications. Let me come back to what I was talking, Jonathan, with David Spunt about a moment ago. And that is a potential presidential pardon here for the presidential son. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he can issue a preemptive pardon, can he not?
He can. I wrote about this over a year ago, suggesting that if the president was not intending to run for reelection, he could pardon his son and admit that this was an abuse of the pardon power and to say that his penalty will be to be a one-term president. The pardon power has been abused historically by presidents to assist friends and family members. That included Bill Clinton, who pardoned his half-brother. So there's nothing inviolate about the presidential pardon power. It has often been honored in the breach by presidents in the use to benefit themselves personally or politically. So he most certainly can issue a pardon. He can do it prospectively. He doesn't have to wait for a trial. I think that what you've seen with people like Clinton is they waited till they were literally leaving office to use that power for personal purposes. And I would not expect that the president could pardon his son and stand for reelection.
He's right. Politically, he would be radioactive. That would not be a good thing. When we come back, more congressional reaction to these indictments and what kind of trouble is Hunter Biden in? I mean, is he really a threat to go to jail? Even for a year. I mean, folks we were watching yesterday on cable news were saying he could end up getting a year. He could get 5 years behind bars. I agree with just about everybody that says that there will be a pardon in the future of Hunter Biden. It's not bad when your dad is the president of the United States with pardon power. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call Pro Price.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. the automated day trading software, takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Still no word on the surrender of Hunter Biden, when he is going to turn himself in to the feds. Felony gun charges against Hunter Biden, three sets of them. And this will be interesting to see how this all plays out. Will there be a very public Trump-like process, or will it be different? For reaction, let's check in with James Comer. He is the House Oversight Committee chairman. This was on Fox yesterday, and his reaction to the Hunter Biden gun indictments. This is from yesterday. Cut two, go.
That's one of about a dozen crimes that Hunter Biden's committed. And ironically, that's the one crime that he committed that you cannot tie Joe Biden to. So we'll see what happens with the other 11 or so crimes that the president's son's committed.
It sounds like you're still expressing the skepticism here. I mean, the idea that you wanted an indictment from your perspective here, that's not enough.
An indictment for money laundering, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, tax evasion, the list goes on and on. You've never heard me say anything about gun charges. So Again, that's the one crime he's committed that you cannot tie to Joe Biden.
Do you think it shows that he's not politicized? Or
does I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. That was an easy charge. You've heard the IRS whistleblowers testify in the Oversight Committee as to all the tax evasion crimes. And according to the whistleblowers, Weiss, when he was the U.S. attorney, let the statute of limitations expire on some of the tax crimes, but not all the tax crimes. So I'm still holding out hope that Weiss does the right thing. This is, the one charge, the least of all the dozen crimes he's committed, the one charge, the one crime that Joe Biden wasn't.
Are you suggesting there's something nefarious there, that they're trying to keep it in that lane and keep it away from your investigation?
Well, all I'm saying is the facts. This is the one crime the president's son's committed.
But that sounds like you're suggesting there's some foul play going on with how they're handling
these. I don't know what. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just stating the obvious. This is the one crime he committed that you can't tie Joe Biden into.
So do you think it has any impact on the impeachment inquiry at all?
Absolutely not.
And what's your response to McCarthy facing threats to oust him?
I mean, what do you mean?
Like you said this morning, to bring it on.
No, I mean, we need to fund the government and prevent a shutdown and move forward. I want to make cuts as bad as anyone. I hope that we can get agreement on that. I recognize that we have a Senate that doesn't want to cut anything and a president that sure as heck doesn't want to cut anything. So it's difficult when you're one third of the pie, but certainly we need to do everything we can to keep the government open. That should be our priority over the next 2.5 weeks.
What is the hard evidence that President Biden should be impeached?
I haven't said he should be impeached. No, you all are writing stories about impeachment. This is an impeachment inquiry. We've already proven the president lied about ever speaking to or meeting with all these foreign nationals that were wiring his family's money. His family got $20 million from foreign nationals, and nobody knows one single thing they did to earn that money. That should be a national security concern to anyone. So with this inquiry, we're going to continue to investigate. Thank goodness we're investigating because, some of you are doing a good job, but some of you haven't done a good job reporting on all the suspicious activity from the Biden family. So we're not talking about impeachment. We're talking about impeachment inquiry to give me the tools to be able to get all the information that that we need to wrap up this investigation.
More congressional reaction. This from John Thune, the Senate Minority Whip, the second in command in the Senate behind Mitch McConnell. And this was his reaction to the Hunter Biden indictments yesterday.
We have an indictment, and the justice system needs to work. I think there are a lot of questions, John, surrounding Hunter Biden on many levels. These are gun charges, firearms possession charges today, but everything dealing with his Ukraine involvement, that sort of thing, and any potential connection to the president, those things need to be investigated. We need to follow the facts. And I think that's what these investigations are all about.
So it is being investigated by three House committees.
Yep.
There is some reluctance among many of your Senate colleagues for what's going on in the House. You have said there's enough smoke there to support an inquiry. Are you comfortable with what Chairman Comer, Chairman Jordan and Chairman Smith are doing?
I am. We heard yesterday from Representatives Comer and Jordan. They came over and sort of briefed the Senate on their investigations. And clearly what we know is there's a lot of bad conduct there. And there's a lot of information that the Biden administration is stonewalling on providing to these investigative committees. And so I think this is a natural next step. They need to go where the facts lead on this. And I think there, as I said yesterday, there's a lot of smoke there. And usually when there's that much smoke, there's some fire.
Yeah. You know, we have been talking about this afternoon with these indictments, this three-count indictment of Hunter Biden, how far away we are from where we were 7 weeks ago when he walked into Judge Mary Ellen Noriega's courtroom in Delaware, expecting to pro forma sign some documents and walk pretty much scot-free with the promise of future immunity. And now it's really raised the idea that now that this is out there, it's like, what system of justice was applied to this fellow?
Well, and I think that's the other question that hopefully this investigation will get at. One is it's about his conduct, for sure, but secondly, about how the Justice Department handled this case. And those are all things that I think need to be investigated. And, you know, clearly it has evolved a lot from what we knew. And then the more we know, the smellier it gets. And I think that's why...